Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to use his authority to unilaterally act proposals that would hand out billions of dollars to black residents in reparations for slavery in a state that never had slavery. The California Reparations Task Force, which was created by state legislation in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the United States. The cost is roughly $640 billion. Former President Trump is urging his supporters to protest because he expects to be arrested this week.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says protests should be peaceful, but an indictment would result in a political circus. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican said Democrats are building sympathy for the former president because it seems like he's being attacked over an issue that happened 7 years ago. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Trump for his alleged role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Sununu said there are much more pressing issues to worry about. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Biden administration is speeding up their efforts to pursue trade agreements that bypass Congress, as it says it's to counter China. The moves have sparked a fight with lawmakers that threaten to upend the president's trade strategy at a critical point of rising global competition. The administration's push to forge a free trade deal on critical minerals to resolve a dispute with the European Union over electric vehicle subsidies, the latest in a string of such pacts that work around congressional approval. Officials say that a plane low on fuel was forced to make an emergency landing on a Las Vegas freeway yesterday morning. Officials are reporting the northbound lanes of the U.S. 95 at Sky Canyon Park Drive on the far northwest side were closed Sunday because of the plane on the highway. No injuries were reported. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Taliban leader in Afghanistan has told Afghan officials to replace any relatives that have been hired for government positions and avoid hiring relatives moving forward. Allegations have emerged that some Taliban officials have placed their sons in government positions they're not qualified for. Afghanistan is facing deepening economic and humanitarian crises since the Taliban returned to power after fighting a war for nearly 2 decades. In addition to the Taliban's nepotism practices, the group has also barred many women from working and has also refused to allow girls and women to continue their education in secondary schools and universities. A high-ranking Republican wants calm should the former president be arrested this week.
Despite Donald Trump calling for protesters to turn out if he's arrested by the Manhattan District Attorney, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to see any violence.
I don't think people should protest this, no. And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either.
On Saturday, Trump posted to Truth Social, quote, protest, take our nation back.
He's not talking in a harmful way, and nobody should. Nobody should harm one another in this.
McCarthy also said Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will direct an investigation if the Manhattan DA's office is using federal money for its probe. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmish.
New York Community Bank will buy a major portion of Signature Bank, a lender for tri-state businesses, in a $2.7 billion deal after Signature failed last week. This is USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are we having fun yet? I'll tell you, we just got to be careful, you know, not to take it. I mean, it is serious, but sometimes you can take it so serious that it overwhelms you. And no doubt, I mean, the slow drip torture that we're subjected to here in this country is unbelievable. Now, on the other hand, if you're from Canada, it's not so bad, I guess. And Diane Biederman, who is a Canadian author, speaker, and journalist, she's with us now, so she could probably tell us her side of the story. Hey, Diane, welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Canada, Yes. Well, you know, I live up in Canada. How could I be anything but happy, happy, happy?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because you're getting a preview of what Klaus Schwab said, that we would own nothing and like it. So you're kind of getting that idea, right?
I'm not sure Trudeau might be faster than Joe Biden. It's a tough call. Who's going to shut us down first? Remember, it was Justin Trudeau who, although it was Tulsi Gabbard just said that, protests are okay unless you, for him, protests are okay unless you're protesting government policy.
You're right.
So it's like your head spins, you know, like you were just saying, your head spins, you wonder when it's going to end. It's that Chinese water drip torture.
Exactly.
It's never
well, but he loves everything Chinese, though. He made that known several years back, which had to be shocking. I mean, did the people of Canada, did they think, oh, he's just kidding, or what does this mean?
Canada thought anything. We're a nice, quiet, polite people. If you ever meet a Canadian, even if it's in the States, you know it's a Canadian. Mm-hmm. If you bump into a Canadian, the Canadian will apologize to you. So I think that's who we are. Justin Trudeau loves China, as did his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. We have a history of China loving in the Trudeau family. And I was interested when you asked me to come and speak to you about what's going on with our inquiry, because it never occurred to me that anyone in America would be paying attention to Canada. But the truth is, we're just a smaller insect than America. So we have there have been allegations that the Chinese people got involved in our two latest elections. Our election cycles are quite different than yours. So we had one in 2019 and one in 2021. And the allegation is that the Chinese people were interfering in both of them. So although Trudeau did not want to do this, he finally agreed to have a special rapporteur for $5.5 million. So we're at the tenth of a size of America. So if you had that, you'd pay one guy $55 million to investigate whether or not we should investigate.
Yeah.
Right. So you have that too. So So this is what he said. The money will be invested to build capacity of civil society organizations to combat disinformation, noting that disinformation often generated abroad can be a real threat to our elections, and it's a threat that the federal government cannot combat alone. So he asked this man, I have to explain who these people are, David Johnston, to be the rapporteur. So David Johnston was appointed as Governor General by then Queen Elizabeth to be Governor General by the Prime Minister of Canada at that time, Stephen Harper. So he was in that position from 2010 to 2017. So that speaks to his character. David Johnston has to be a pretty upright kind of guy that he would have been approved for that position. So Trudeau chose him because one would think that he would be perfect for this. Except there is a little bit of a problem with David. He's been a longtime family friend and neighbor of the Trudeau family. So he knew Trudeau's dad, so he watched Trudeau grow up. They were neighbors. Mm-hmm. And then David is part of the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation, which received $200,000 in 2016. So he's associated with the foundation that received money. Mm-hmm. And then Johnston led a mission to China in 2017, and Xi Jinping told Johnston, "You're an old friend of the Chinese people." And Johnston replied, "Mr. President, it's wonderful to be back in China. I feel I've returned home." So this sort of is reminiscent of the January 6th committee, mm-hmm. in the idea that you have people set themselves up to investigate, and yet there is nothing that appears in this to be ethical. There's a stench in the air because the people do not have the appearance of being ethical because they're pasted and painted with a bias. Like, yes. I loved it when Bill, I didn't know what to do with myself with the January 6th committee. All of them on one side of the spectrum, and we're going to tell you the truth. And I'm supposed to believe this?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm an ethicist as well. I had to be a hospital chaplain. So, Jewish ethics has this expression, marit ayin. And that means, how does it look? And that's the basis of ethics. Well, having this rapporteur, David Johnston, investigate the Chinese just doesn't look any better than the Democrats investigating January 6th. It doesn't look kosher. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't look it, then it can't possibly be it.
Right. And, of course, as we like to say in Latin context, what is it? Falso in uno, falso in omnibus. And, this is echoing. And, of course, of all people that would come from on the other side of your border, it was Richard Blumenthal, who made that statement. And, of course, here's the same guy who tried to claim some sort of valor that he had no right to claim. And it's stunning that people like this still have some sense of, I don't know, I guess shamelessness, and the people, his constituencies, keep electing him. I mean,
oh, but don't you see that everywhere? Like,
yes,
I can't get over how people keep electing the same idiots. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because most people are lazy. In Canada, we have so many elections, after a while, you just don't bother going. I think most people listen to mainstream media, and it's clear to me from watching media from all over the world that the left wing is part of a really sick ideology. They've become the propaganda arm of left woke oppressors in government. I think people have forgotten that we elect people to serve us,
right,
not oppress us. But all of a sudden they get into power and they think they can tell us what to do. You know, like with the green energy thing. and give
well, of course, and especially what you endured with COVID as well. And we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Diane Biederman, Canadian author, speaker, and journalist. More from her and her insight right after a few commercials, okay? We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Diane Biederman. She's a Canadian author, speaker, and journalist. Kind of fun to talk with someone across the border because there's things that, they have some rhyme and reason, and there's some contrast, but some relative appreciation, application of what's happening, because there's just something about madness. Madness is equal opportunity, right? I mean, it just doesn't stay here in the United States. I mean, it's all over the world. But like this situation here, people are watching around the world that, Donald Trump may be perp walked. He's going to be arrested. The left is just beside themselves. They want to see Donald Trump in handcuffs. And, in handcuffs that are applied to him by the law and not, not by his paramour. Oh, did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Good one.
I don't know. It's just, this is just so bizarre, right?
You have to laugh. I've often said to people, if you find me standing for any length of time and I'm not laughing, I'm dead and just don't know it. So it's really bad. Your country's crazy. Well, it's the left. It's the left everywhere. In the Netherlands, I mean, speaking of the left, the Netherlands tried to shut down farming.
Yes.
Not on your mainstream media. They tried to shut down farmers. It is the largest country of agriculture in Europe, and they export all this food. But, you know, it's the carbon problem or the nitrogen problem. So the farmers finally said...
And that's theoretically speaking. I mean, it's all based on theory. It's like, okay, what happened? I mean, here, we're trashing... what are we trashing? Stoves?
It's got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's all BS. So the farmers finally stood up. They reminded me of the Canadian truckers. And they went on strike, and they shut it down. They forced an election. And the farmers' movement got elected. So there are people who are finally saying, I've had enough.
Right.
But the problem is it's really difficult. I think it's hard for people to get up and protest, especially with the way the world is today. You're lucky if you can make enough money to put food on the table and care for your children.
Right.
I always say, grandparents, it's up to us to get out there because we're the ones that have the time, and we're the ones that need to go protest. But
hang on, Diane, just a moment. You bring up an excellent point here, and people need to hear what this means, and that is that, with inflation going up, people are, they're worried about more critical things like their own lives and putting food on the table, right? And so they see all this crazy stuff, somebody here in America here that, I keep blaming the 80 million people that voted for this guy, I know, but everybody goes, not me, I'm not part of, well, wait a minute, somebody has to be, 80 million people, I mean, come on, one out of two people here have to have voted for this guy, and everybody is in flat-out denial, so, okay, well, but we're not supposed to, we're not supposed to be talking about that because that's disinformation, especially when you bring up all this other evidence. You know, how dare you bring that stuff up? Throw that blue dress away. It has no relelevance here,
I know. I remember when I was raising my kids, I was so busy being a mummy that I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what was going on until the kids were older and I could start, lift my head up. And look around. And I think today it's even more difficult because with this, we could go on this topic another day, with feminism, where, they said that you're having children, anyone can do that. It's more important that you go and build a widget. When we stopped honoring women for staying home and raising their children, we made a mess out of society, too.
Yeah.
So no one has time to think. I have a friend who said that there's no more critical thinking, it's all wishful thinking.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is how we injured the kids right now that are going, through higher levels, supposed higher levels of education. They don't know how to critically think.
No,
they've been neutered to that degree, and it's like, what are we sending out into the workforce here?
We're sending out what the oppressors want. People that go to work and don't ask questions. Very Stalin of them.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. The only people I think that are going to be okay are those of us who suggest to our children and grandchildren, go in the trades.
No, exactly.
university isn't doing anything except putting you in debt.
You know, putting you in debt and teaching you about pronouns, like, that's going to work.
Right.
I mean, even our military here, they're so concerned about pronouns. I mean, you've got generals saying, wow, I'm so proud of how diverse we are.
Right.
You've lost every war in the last 50 years, but you're proud of your ability to speak pronoun nounies. Like that's an excellent topic. And then your other, I mean, here you got Putin going crazy to the right of you. You got Xi on the other side. You got Iran getting their nuclear ambitions to fruition. And you say the biggest threat that we have to face is climate change.
Right. I'm so extraordinarily worried. I don't know what to say. Tucker Carlson had a great piece on climate change the other day where he went back, I think, I can't remember how far back, maybe the 60s or the 50s, and started reporting on climate change when the world was going to be covered in ice.
Yes.
And they were standing in the winter talking about it. And they brought us through all the other ones. We're all going to melt from the heat. The water's going to rise. I mean, how many times can you listen to someone tell you nonsense and not wake up? And I think it has to do with the fact that so many people today have minds that are so closed, nothing new can get in.
Right. Yeah,
and other people whose minds are so open that everything falls out.
Yeah.
And then, then there's you and me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like Jordan Peterson. I quote him quite often, when he said that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. Now, I got to tell you, Diane, around my father, you could never use the S word. That was like, he did not appreciate that word.
Right.
But I find myself using that word with a sense of forgiveness. My father has since passed, but I still, it's his, his impression and his influence on my life that still governs. But it's just like, Dad, I don't know what else to call it. I mean, because, stupid is, stupid does what stupid is. And that's what they're doing. I mean, they should know better, but they have purposely have self-inflicted this, this mental derangement upon themselves. And unfortunately, they are in power. And now they're doing it upon the entire world with the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and the United States. Recently, I don't know if you read this, how crazy is this, where Joe Biden is working out some sort of side hustle deal. Everything's a hustle with him.
Yeah.
And he's working out this deal with the WHO. So the next pandemic, the WHO will be the be-all and end-all of America policy on a pandemic. So now everything's going to be a pandemic. The climate's going to be a pandemic. You know, you and me, we're going to be a pandemic. And we answer to the WHO, right?
Right, and the WEF. It's interesting because I sit down and I ask myself, like, how did we get here? And how is it that I can show my liberal-minded friends about the WEF? Because when I first heard about them, I thought people were kidding me. So then I actually listened, and I said, oh, my God, you're not kidding me. You see, you have to have a mind open enough to let something new in. And, open enough that you can let something new in. And then you listen to them tell you how the world is going to be and that you're going to eat crickets, but they're going to eat steak. And you go along with it. But then it gets, how did we ever get there? I still don't understand. And this has been going on for a long time, and I told you I was busy raising kids.
Right.
How did we get to a place where people go along with Klaus Schwab, who's never been elected? Why do we listen to Bill Gates? What credentials does he have? Mm-hmm. What made him, God? Then you got Fauci. I mean, when the man said the science is settled, and I have friends who are in the sciences, and they all agreed with him, and I thought, but science is never settled.
Never settled.
Never. I mean, without questions, there are no inventions. Our lives are supposed to be based on questions. The man stands up and says it's settled. And
exactly. Well, Diane, we're out of time. Got to leave it there. Thanks for being with us.
IBM. Yeah. The leadership pipeline for women has hollowed out in the middle, according to a new global study from the IBM Institute for Business Value and Chief.
The study of 2,500 organizations from around the world and across industries found a small increase in the number of women at the C-suite and board level, and 40% representation of women in junior professional or specialist roles. However, the pipeline for top leadership positions still hasn't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. The study also presents a roadmap for sustainable progress, including redesigning roles at the top that work for top talent, enacting an action plan aimed at driving gender equity across the full leadership pipeline, and more. Salima Lin, Senior Partner, IBM Consulting.
The research data shows the hollowing out in the middle is real. Structural changes, including reimagining leadership tracks and role descriptions, improving pay transparency, and setting representation goals, can open new pathways for women to progress to more senior roles.
For more information, visit ibm.com/IBV.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to use his authority to unilaterally act proposals that would hand out billions of dollars to black residents in reparations for slavery in a state that never had slavery. The California Reparations Task Force, which was created by state legislation in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the United States. The cost is roughly $640 billion. The Biden administration is speeding up their efforts to pursue trade agreements that bypass Congress, as it says it's to counter China. The moves have sparked a fight with lawmakers that threaten to upend the president's trade strategy at a critical point of rising global competition. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're on standby for Craig Huey. I think the one number that we do have, if I can say, oh, we do have him. Okay, good. Shazam. I love it when we get connected. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Good, Dale. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. I just was a little off balance because we were sitting there. I think we had the wrong number for you, so I apologize for the little interruption. But nonetheless, you know, we'll get our feet back under us and get ready to go here. You know, there's so much to talk about. First of all, we are going to talk about SVB and the only one member, of the board. Only one member on the board had banking experience. We'll get into that. But before we do, the buzz all weekend long was, will Trump be indicted? Will he be perp walk? Will the left just be beside themselves to watch Donald Trump be put in handcuffs?
Sure, we can talk about that. I got a lot to say about that. I think with the bank, we should definitely, though, talk about how other banks are affected by the left-wing politics that drove the problem. And, their massive donations to the Democrats and to the Democrat groups and Black Lives Matter, and how their whole focus was on, the ES and on the diversity, that was their focus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're
You know, my friend, I will say this, my friend Megan Barth, she, you know, because they say diversity, equity, inclusion, right, DEI?
Yes.
And she reversed the last two letters in DIE, because DEI leads to DIE. I mean, it's disgusting what they've done. You know, you go woke, you go broke. I love it, too. So we're pushing DIE instead of DEI. We'll give you the same letters, but, you know, because it definitely, that's what the results come out to be. Right.
Yeah. And absolutely, I love it. But I mean, the exposure of what this bank was doing and how it was focused on supporting the radical green agenda, the climate programs that they were doing, the risky investing. It's so corrupt, Bill, and so obvious. And the problem is, you see this being played out at Wells Fargo and Bank of America and these other banks as well.
Mm-hmm. It's Wells Fargo, you know, I was talking to someone in the organization. And, of course, they said, well, SVB and Signature, although they're really small compared to Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, yeah, you know, maybe a quarter of a trillion. In terms of investment or assets, Wells Fargo is right. Like $1.4 trillion. And Wells Fargo has been pretty good, you know, all along, you know, to watch things. I mean, they got in trouble a couple years ago and they made a rapid, you know, cleanup to get things in order. So, you know, kudos for them for doing it. But, this thing is quite telling. I mean, they've got people there that are, you know, they seem to be minding the store and watching these bumpers, these guards that are there. I mean, they're just good banking business, right?
Well, yeah, and I would say that, yeah, when you have a crisis like this, basically both with Signature and with SVB, you basically had a situation where they could increase the power of the state. They could increase the power of government over the banks and over the lives of the individuals. And that's exactly what this was playing out. More of a nationalization of banking policy, more of a concentration in the big banks, the favored banks, at the expense of the more conservative, independent regional banks. And so it's really one of those pushes where the good banks are going to be punished. The people who have any type of banking relationship and checking account and savings account, they're going to be punished, but the big banks are going to benefit.
Right. Well, we see what's happening down the road there, and that's that the big banks will absorb them. And the thing that's interesting about this, Craig, you got to know these banks, Signature and SVB and others, you know, said, well, we're on the side of the government. You know, Joe Biden, we're with the Democrats. You know, they're going to protect us. And they felt like no matter what they did, they had a get out of jail card, and they were going to be saved. Well, guess what? At the end of the day, they couldn't be saved. And Joe Biden, in typical form and typical of the left, is that, you know, you're with them until they decide you're not. And they'll leave you hanging. And this has not been the first time, right? I mean, they've done this time and again. And, of course, you know, at the end of the day, who's going to end up paying for this, Craig? I know they try to say, well, it's all covered by FDIC. Well, there's no way FDIC can cover the loss, right? So that means they're going to have to go to the Treasury, and Joe Biden is going to, you know, print more money, and the Fed's going to print more money in order to cover this action.
Right. And if there's additional fees and regulations on the smaller banks, as there probably will be, who's going to pay for it? Anybody has a banking account.
Exactly. Yeah, just like the last time with Dodd-Frank. And here it is. And you got, of all people, you got Barney Frank. He's on one of the boards, right? Was he on Signature or SVB? I think Signature, right?
Yeah, he was on Signature, and he's blaming this as an attack on crypto. He's saying it's all political based upon crypto. The bank was a left-wing bank also, but Yellen and Biden want to regulate crypto, basically don't want people to be able to have the ability to be able to operate with something outside the system. And this gives them another potential of regulating crypto and cutting off people from being able to have just an alternative if they want it.
Either regulating it or starting their own digital currency, all controlled by the federal government, right?
Yes.
That's the inevitable. I guess that's the big hope and wish for the left.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I
just view this as another giant step on the part of the government to expand its power outside of legislation, outside of Congress, by the bureaucrats in the deep state.
Yeah. Well, every emergency, every time they call up an emergency, I mean, we're still under, you know, the emergency authorization of 9/11, and look what that's done to travel. Look what that's done to our freedom. So, you know, right? COVID. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, we're going to, it doesn't exist anymore. We're beyond it. Okay, well, release everybody. Oh, no, you can't let go of that power. So we're going to drag that out. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to let it go in May. Why May? You know, what is the secret of May? Well, that gives them, you know, 60, 90 days to come up with another reason to either hold on to it or some sort of derivative that justifies the emergency authorization or something that allows them to retain that power, right? Because they never let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great way to expand the power of government over the lives of the individual.
Craig, we got to do something. When I say we, I mean we the people. We're back to the beginnings of the great American idea. And let's revisit the Declaration of Independence, right? And you tell me, when you read the Declaration of Independence, how that doesn't dovetail with a time such as this.
It's going back to individual freedom, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, but also going back to trusting in God and trusting that God can give us peace in a time of turmoil like we have with the banking. So many people, so many of your listeners are afraid about what's going to happen to their account. They might want to compromise and get out of a good, solid, more conservative bank and put their accounts into something that's going to go to continue to undermine our freedom and attack religious liberty. And
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with
us. This is sponsored by IBM. NASA collects a massive amount of Earth and geospatial data. IBM is building and applying new artificial intelligence technology to help NASA analyze this data and extract insights about our planet. IBM's technology can help scientists detect changes, such as natural disasters, crop activity, and wildlife habitats, to better understand current climate issues. IBM and NASA are also using IBM's AI technology to create an easily searchable body of Earth science literature, providing researchers convenient and timely access to scientific information. Raghu Ganti, principal researcher at IBM.
Researchers have already seen the potential for today's AI technology in language applications like chatbots. Now, IBM's work with NASA will show a new use for this technology, one that will help a community of scientists working on our most pressing climate issues.
This is just one way IBM's AI technology can be applied to many areas of business and society. To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-rona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is the one and only Craig Huey, the author and political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Well, Craig, as we were going through so many things, whether we're talking about the bank, the moral underpinnings of this country, and you had mentioned that America has to wake up and realize the source of this great American idea. This was in response to a prayer by the Pilgrims, a people of faith, in the beginning years of this great American idea, where they called out and they asked God, can we have a place where we can freely worship you? And God gave us America and this opportunity. Yeah. Okay? And because humanoids are involved, has it all been perfect? No, it has not all been perfect, because just like with the children of Israel, though they knew and they saw the mighty hand of God time and again, they still wanted to have it their way. And every time they went to have it their way, they messed up. But you would think with the amount of evidence of having it their way, they would just sit there and hold on to God and Jesus' garment all the way to the bank, end of story, or all the way until eternity. And here we are. You know, we've done all these things in turning our back against God. The evidence is quite clear. I mean, we can just even go to the mid-60s, all right? The geniuses said, oh, no, we can't have Ten Commandments in the hallways of schools anymore. All right, so now we take God out of the classroom. We allow evil to come into the classroom. And we got kids beating up teachers. We got murders. We got our young girls being raped and abused. And, this big mess over bathrooms. You don't even know what bathroom to use. You got people here teaching our kids that don't even know what a woman is. If we don't get back to God and get aligned with God's intent and purpose for our own lives, the madness and the chaos will continue, and it will only get worse on the trajectory that we are on right now. And I think this is why the young people in Ashbury, at Ashbury University, and in other colleges around the United States says, man, we get it. You know, we've tried all this other stuff. You know, let's see if God is true to his word. Look what's happening.
Yeah, Bill, I think everybody listening can appreciate two things. One, there is a change in the air. We've seen it with the school boards where the radical left has been thrown off the school boards. We've seen it with independent journalists who are continually exposing the corruption of big tech or of training young kids, even in elementary school, to question their gender and to question whether or not there is a God, to question the American dream and free enterprise, and to train these kids, encourage these kids to become political activists, ideologically driven. But we're seeing a change in the air. And I have hope that in the upcoming election, we're going to see people who are standing by school choice that will break the government-run public school monopoly and allow parents to send their kids to schools where they're going to be taught the Bible, taught how to read and write. And
because that was the first purpose. That was the initial purpose and mission of education when this country started, was it not?
Yes. It was.
Okay.
And Bill, I that's just one aspect from the political realm. But you brought up Ashbury Revival. You brought up the fact that across America right now, in churches, in campuses, and at Christian universities, there's continuing to be a spontaneous move of God where the Holy Spirit is moving among these kids to be on their knees, calling out for forgiveness, looking up, acknowledging Jesus Christ and in salvation because he died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead, acknowledging that they are sinners and they need repentance and breaking the religious chains, breaking the atheist and agnostic and socialist teachings, reaching out to one another, talking about how great God is, and how this whole seeing the Holy Spirit move in such a mighty way that the true hope for America is this revival.
Exactly.
And we have to sit back and watch, but we should do more than just sit back and watch. We should be looking at ourselves and crying out to God for repentance for ourselves. We should be looking to what's going on and praying for these kids who are under such great pressure to compromise, great pressure not to do the prayers and the repentance and the evangelism. We need to give prayer support for the spiritual attacks that are going on against them right now, and how so many religious leaders and people on the campuses are mocking this.
Exactly.
Questioning this.
Yeah, because it won't be 100% of the kids. You know, people need to understand. I mean, even Jesus' time wasn't 100%, right? So you're going to have wheats and tares going on. But there's lots of positive indication here, and you're exactly right. We need to be in prayer and co-laboring with the courage of these young people. If you think not, remember that you see that video last week of that, you got a federal judge who goes into, Stanford Law School.
Right.
Now, presenting a conservative point of view. And, man, the thing turned into a near riot. Because, but look, it is the nature of the culture. But the thing is, we serve a mighty God who is the creator. He is the designer of true justice and mercy. Yeah. And so God is in charge. That's who we're going to hold on to. That look, Craig. Look at the other deal. Jesus Revolution. I mean, what are they? Almost 50 million at the box office now. I mean,
you know, it is so exciting. Nobody expected that movie to take off. If viewers, listeners have not seen it, they need to. But just think in terms of this. In just a couple of weeks of time. When the whole Ashbury Revival began, over a billion people worldwide were seeing on their cell phones, on their videos, on TikTok, on all the different platforms, on TV, they're hearing about this revival. in a town of 6,000 among the most agnostic, anti-Christian age group ever, and it's happening there. And at the same time, you're seeing that, you know, this prayer through all the different colleges taking place. But the Jesus Revolution, that's having an incredible effect.
Yes.
I'm sitting in Churchville, and some college kids, from their college and career group, was in front of me. I don't know why it happened, but just before service began, the group of kids are looking at me, and I said, "Hey, do you see the Jesus Revolution movie?" They all had seen it.
Yes.
And I go, "Wow, I was there. I was there when it happened in the tent, and and saw these kids on their knees crying out to Jesus. And I saw people worshiping the true and living God in such a powerful way. And I saw people going out and telling people about Jesus. And I was there," and they go, "Wow, you were there." But these kids didn't know anything about this, never heard about this, and were amazed. And they wanted to see that happen at their church.
Exactly.
And so we're seeing this duplicated nationwide and even worldwide. So I tell you, there's hope. And there's a move of God that's mighty and powerful going on right now. The Holy Spirit moving in incredible ways that nobody would believe. And it's not man. It's not one leader. It's a spontaneous move of the Spirit.
Exactly. Well, and just like then, Craig, there is a spirit of desperation being felt by these young people. Because what do they have to look forward to? I mean, they're hearing the people that went before them. They're up to their earlobes in tuition debt. They're not getting jobs. All that the educational system has promised them is not come to fruition. Their culture is unraveling. You got chaos. You got human trafficking, open borders, the economy. I mean, at every turn. Well, I'll tell you, if it doesn't cause one to get desperate, I don't know what will. I mean, families falling apart because we've abandoned God's formula for, you know, the critical building block of a society, the family unit, how that has been pulverized, which James Dobson has been warning for decades. And
well,
here
Bill,
it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, think of this, Bill. Almost more than half these young people are from broken homes.
Yes.
And with this outpouring of spirit, what are these kids experiencing? They're experiencing love in a time when they don't know love, they know hate. They're experiencing belonging, koinonia, fellowship, in a time of loneliness and teen and early 20s suicides at the highest level ever, and with no hope. They're experiencing belonging. They're experiencing joy. In a time when they only know anger, they're experiencing hope, because only through the Holy Spirit can we have hope.
And exactly.
In a generation marked by depression, a desperation, hopelessness. And that is being completely changed by this revival.
Amen. Amen. Craig Huey, as always, appreciate your time. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...